This week in the Missouri Senate, we review actions taken by Missouri senators as session nears conclusion.
All right, I'm going to call the
big item for lawmakers this week was the budget for fiscal year 2019. Missouri's $28 billion blueprint is now in the governor's hands. During Missouri Senate House Budget Conference hearings on Monday, Senator Jason Holzman of Kansas City weighed in on fine arts funding as contained in House Bill 2002.
It's a three-week program at Most State University for 200 gifted and talented fine arts students to come, kind of like a camp.
Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee member Senator Mike Cunningham of Rogersville says the budget has to be done by 6 p.m. on May 11th by law.
By Constitution, we have to be done by May 11th. That always puts a little pressure, which I think is good.
Would you please recognize Senator from
Pelosi County? On Wednesday evening, the Missouri Senate sent the budget to the executive branch. Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee Chair Senator Dan Brown of Rolla says House Bill 2002 funds education for the next year.
Fully fund the foundation formula at $98,920,772. In the transportation categorical, we got $10 million extra.
During time on House Bill 2010, Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur warned cutting funding for the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services over unknown details following a death in a state park is not the best idea.
When we cut 8 FTEs out of the Department of Health and Senior Services, I'm not sure we're doing the right thing by the people of the state of Missouri.
The 13 appropriations measures that comprise the 2019 state operating budget now await the governor's signature. Fiscal year 2019 will start on July 1st.
President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business.
Tuesday afternoon saw time devoted to House Bill 1288. Senator Bob Dixon of Springfield is the handler. He says the proposal seeks to modify provisions relating to tax credits for contributions to certain benevolent organizations.
The only difference, it adds language which would create the diaper bank.
During floor discussion, Senator Scott Sifton of Afton mentioned he wants to continue those tax credits that have proven themselves.
And the last thing I want to do is anything that is going to preclude some of the other sunset extensions that are here.
House Bill 1288 now goes to the executive branch.
Mr. President, I move the Senate stand adjourned until 1400 Monday.
The final week of the regular session will start Monday.
A.D.
The Senator from Cole has moved the body stand adjourned.
And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov.
Senate is adjourned.
Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.